Hello, everybody. Happy New Year. Welcome. Welcome to our first call of the year. Yay. I should say our first clinic call of the year. Yay. So I hope you're all doing well. Dana, I see you're on the call. I think today was your birthday or yesterday was your birthday. Happy birthday. I've been thinking about all of you a lot. I'm really happy to be here with you. We're going to have a clinic call today. And just to remind you guys, please feel free to bring forward anything that you want on today's call. Anything that's going on with a client that you feel stumped on, with a group that you're having or retreat that you're planning that you need support on, anything that has to do with an enrollment conversation or process that you want support with, anything that's going on, you know, for you when it comes to being blocked, to also, you know, bringing in the business that you want. So I'm going to just let you guys marinate on for a moment on, you know, what it is that you really want to bring forward in our call today. And I think what will also help with that is let's just do a little bit of a visualization and a grounding, a little bit of inner work to really get us settled and bring us fully here and into the year today. So wherever you are, I invite you to close your eyes and really come into your own space, come into sacred space, connect with yourself. Inhaling and exhaling. As you inhale, open up, take in exactly what you need. As you exhale, release, let go. Really using the breath to connect deeply with your body and with the wisdom that is always available to you, that is stored in your body. Take some breaths right now to be in gratitude for that and to connect deeply. And as you breathe in this way, I invite you to attune to the energy that the year is bringing, whatever that means for you. I invite you to attune to the energy that the year, this new year, is bringing. I invite you to attune to the ways that you're connecting with the energy of this new year for you. And from that place, I invite you to identify, you may have already done this if you've done some New Year's work, but whether you have or you haven't, doesn't matter. Go from how you feel in this moment. I invite you to identify how you are meant to show up in your business and sacred work this year. How are you meant to show up in your business? We oftentimes take the time to identify our outer goals, right? I want this to happen in my business and that to happen in my, or in my life, whatever it is. But none of those outer goals, in my opinion, matter or get experienced the way we want them to be experienced unless we also get clear on how we want to show up. So how do you want to show up? What is going to be aligned for you this year? Maybe for you it's confidence or focus. Maybe for you it's relaxation is the leading energy with which you want to show up. Or maybe it's with a sense of humor. Or maybe it's with wisdom or with pause, right? What is it for you? You don't need to overthink it. Just feel into it. How are you meant to show up in your business, for your business, this year? What is the leading energy? Whatever that leading energy is, I invite you to draw it into your body, to invite it into your body right now. As you breathe, allow yourself to open up, almost as if the pores in your skin were opening up, or if there is an energy field just right outside your body, it was opening up. Allow it to open up so that you can call in the energy that you would like to be leading with in your business. And as you breathe, allow this energy to come in to your body. Bring it into your body with each breath. Maybe just feel it a little more, a little more. And just notice what this energy that you're meant to lead with in your business feels like in your body. Continue to breathe it in. Continue to be with it. Start making a body memory of this energy, of this feeling. And then from this place, as you embody this energy that is meant to come through you this year, and for some of you, you may really be feeling the energy right now. For some of you, it might just feel light. You're just getting into it, all as well, however it is. But from this place of embodying or beginning to embody this energy, wherever you feel it most in your body, put a hand there, whether it's your heart, your belly, your back, your forehead, whatever it is, and ask that part of your body, what is it that it wants you to know? What is it that it wants you to know? What is the wisdom that it has for you, for your business? Good. And with that, take a nice deep breath in and out. Allow your eyes to flutter open, bringing yourself fully present to our time together today. Good. So with that, I'm going to open the floor. It's star two. to bring yourself forward and ask a question. What is it that you need support on today? Kara.
Hi, Joanna. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So I really appreciated that meditation on the internal side of things. My kind of internal intention is, the energy I want to bring forward is divine flow. And one of the ways that I feel called to show up this year is like in using my physical voice, not just my writing voice, where I tend to get more edited.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the ways that I have determined to practice this year is in setting up a Facebook group for my work and showing up live in it. My goal is once a week,
mm-hmm.
Even for 5 minutes, and speaking from a place of, like, of course, having an idea of what I'm going to say, but not being so scripted.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of my inner intention around it for myself. And I'm also launching a program later this month, and I've never done a Facebook group before, so this is a little bit more of a business question than kind of a clinic question, if that's okay.
Yep.
But I'm struggling to sort of figure out like how I want it to be different, or like what I want it to focus on, and you kind of anything that you might have in terms of, just advice on what to keep in mind. I think I asked you like 2 years ago about this and you're like, make sure you want to do it. And I think then I sort of, it was felt like more of a should. now I feel ready for it, to kind of show up for it, but I'm still trying to clarify like what it is that's different from what I might share on regular social media type thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you were to, first of all, yay. I love everything that you're sharing. It's really exciting, and it feels like you getting to your next level of really of deep self-expression and visibility, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to have the opportunity to have a container online, right, where people would gather, what would the purpose, like, aside from the business purposes that you've been talking about and
mm-hmm.
your personal purposes, like, what do you want the impact of that group to be? Why would you want people to be gathering? What do you want to call them into?
Mm-hmm.
What feels exciting? Like, again, back to the shoulds, don't have it be a should, but what would feel exciting for you?
I think the word visibility comes up around, like, helping people. I mean, this is, as you know, work that I do with myself all the time and do with you all the time, but it's, I think what I'm most passionate about, or just sort of care most about on a soul level, is like freeing women's voices and grappling with the forces that keep us stuck. So it's the inner work of visibility. And that's also kind of exciting and scary for me to step into.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, the story kind of expertise that I have, that feels somewhat secondary to that. So yeah, I think like my question is around, do I just kind of use this group to talk about like everything that I do in my business around story and the inner work of visibility, and or do I just make it about the inner work of visibility?
No, I think it should be a little broader. I mean, as you were talking, this isn't it exactly, but these words, but as you were talking, you know, I was thinking of something like free your voice, visibility, personal storytelling, and, you know, something else for women. I mean, not, again, that's not it exactly, but it feels like the like you're saying, like the thing that brings it all together is like freedom of voice, you know, and then just talk a little bit about the application so people get what it is and they don't think it's like singing lessons. You know,
right.
Like
yeah.
But I think it's better to go just a little bit higher level on it than just the visibility, just because it will help you distinguish from other groups that are about, you know, visibility.
Right. And so that was another question is, I like the program that I have that I'm launching is called Untether Your Voice, and that's kind of the message that I'm leading with in my business as a whole. And I'm wondering, is it confusing if I name the group that too?
No, I think you should.
Okay. Okay. That's helpful.
I would still give it a dot dot, you know, a colon.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
no, I would do Untether Your Voice. It's very powerful.
Okay.
It's good.
A tagline that I've worked on is story driven marketing for bold entrepreneurs. Or brand storytelling for bold entrepreneurs, one of those two. Does that feel specific enough?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
It's really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And which of those two resonates more?
Say them again.
Story-driven marketing. A story-driven marketing for bold entrepreneurs or brand storytelling for bold entrepreneurs?
I like story-driven marketing.
Okay.
Yeah, but is there one that you like better?
I don't like the word marketing, but I'm trying to kind of redefine it for myself and others. So that's part of what I can talk about.
Yep. You could also replace marketing with visibility.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. I like that.
I think it's good. I think it's really good.
Okay. Cool. And any just like quick learnings from Facebook groups, like make sure you do or don't do this?
Just consistency is one of the biggest things for algorithms and for people. So, you know, on social media consistency, you know, you don't have to post every day in a group, but I'd say every second or third day, you know, make sure you're posting a couple times a week. You can post some things that are kind of information-based for sure, but make sure that you're also posting things that are inquiry-based so that people can participate and respond and, you know, be participatory in it, not...
Right.
So those are, you know, those are some of the biggest things. And then I just like to vary it with like longer and then shorter. For the longest time, I was like a meme snob and I was like, I'm not going to do memes and it's so whatever. But I think it helps to put one in every now and again. It helps people just quickly interact. And then they're more likely to get the next longer post that you do because of the algorithms, and they like feel more connected in. So I'd vary that.
Okay.
As well.
Okay, I love the idea of the inquiry base, especially for a group, because there's more discussion. So that could be something that's distinct from other things I would post on social media. But do you believe that you should have only unique content for your group?
What do you mean by unique?
Like, you shouldn't, like, if you have an Instagram account or a business Facebook page that...
Oh, no, like, we recycle all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
We don't. I won't post it on the same day or even on the same week in two places.
Yeah.
I'll be, but we recycle all the time.
Okay, cool. Super helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yay, good stuff. Okay, let's see who's next. Hold on, I'm having a little computer issue here. What's happening? All right, here we go. I think this is Dana.
Hey, Joanne, I'm actually outside, and if it's too windy, maybe you can come back to me. How does it sound?
I hear you okay.
Okay, beautiful. I just had to walk the dog. So I love the meditation. Oh, and thank you for the birthday wishes. Yes, it was on Monday.
Yay, happy birthday.
Thanks. I really like the meditation, and it beautifully tied into sort of what I brought to call today, or what I was thinking of bringing to call. So I was like, okay, I'll go with this. But yeah, so the energy I want to bring into my year, what came up for me was the first word was like organized. And then second, what came up for me was like this word of plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like for a long time, like, you're gonna laugh, but I'm, like, still resisting blueprinting.
No, I'm not going to laugh because sometimes it takes people years. So I
okay.
Guess. Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm starting to do it. Like, I'm taking steps in the direction. I'm blueprinting, just not, like, it's a little sporadic. But, I mean, it's definitely growth in the right direction. So I feel good about that. And I sense that, like, there's, like, that's going to be huge for me. That when I get it down to, you know, super consistent, it's going to be a game changer because I already feel the shift.
Mm-hmm.
But so in a general sense, what I was bringing is like there's this, like I've had this plan or not plan. It hasn't been a plan. I think that's the problem. This desire to leave my day job for like a few years now. And it's just, you know, with what I was with my clarity around my offerings and all of that, it just, I mean, it didn't feel right, but I feel like the time is right. But I also feel like I need a clear plan and a clear, simple way to do it. Because another word for me that came up with, like, was spaciousness. Because I don't have a plan, I tend to be, like, doing a bunch of stuff all the time. And, like, it all falls together eventually, but it feels really, like, stressful and, like, like hard to track, and I feel like it's like last minute stuff. So I'm sensing I need like a specific strategy to exit out of my job. And right now, what I have, just the information I have, is like I'd like to have 5K months. That would make me feel good to start leaving my job.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been playing with the offerings, but right now, I think you know, but it was like a 6-week sort of jumpstart program that I had, and then I transitioned those couple of people into a 3-month, and I'm in the process of delivering the 3 months now. But I guess I'm starting to sense that because of the day job and because of my limited time, that, and I mean, in service to my clients as well, like maybe I should just be focusing on like a bigger container of selling. Like, so the offering I focus on selling feels like I should just, like, one, simplify. Because right now it's like I'm hosting events. I planned an event for February 2nd. It just kind of happened that I ran with it. So I'm planning that. But they don't generate a lot of income, so I probably have to use it more for
More as
selling.
A market. I wouldn't stop the events because I think that they work for you. You just need to, exactly, like, you need to use them as a marketing strategy into things. So,
but not the 6 week feels too small because it feels like a lot of energy that I'm getting people into a 6 week. I mean, again, in this case, I did send people, I mean, people did upgrade into the 3 month after the 6 week, which is like great, but there's no guarantee, I guess, of that. So I don't know. I guess that is it. Like, I feel like I need to simplify and not have like so many programs and offerings that I'm focusing on, and maybe like have one core thing that I'm maybe, I don't know. And then maybe it's like a 6 month or so. That's kind of where I'm at. Just as a side note, I do have this like membership group that I've had for a year and a half, and I like it, but it's like a little stagnant. And so I sense that that's going to play in. It's like a moon and meditation group, and we do a lot of moon rituals, like one moon ritual a month, and I'm adding more resources, so it'll probably be two. So it's helping people align with the cycles and seasons and moon cycles. So I like that, and I sense it ties into my work overall, but it's very, it's like $27 a month now. Once I create more resources, I'll raise it. But again, it's not what I need to focus on selling on its own,
yeah,
because it's not going to get me the numbers I need easily. So, yeah, that's where I'm at. So I just need some clarity of the direction to move in.
Yeah. What I would recommend is to do a couple of things. So, first of all, to have a three-month offering and a six-month offering.
Okay.
So that people have a people do like to have choice, not too many choices, you know, but they like to have choice. And I would, you know, I want to take a look at the rates though. We won't go over them now, but if you could post like how many sessions in the 3 months, how many sessions in the six, just everything that it includes and how much you'd like to charge, then I'll review that and make suggestions.
Okay.
But I'd like for you to have a 3 month and a 6 month. And then the idea is that you're just funneling people straight into one of those without the six-week program. And the way that you would funnel people in would either be through your event, like the one that you have in February. So you'd do the event, and at the end you'd make an invitation for people to sign up for a you know, free connection call with you. And you'd have them just sign up right then and there. You'd also send follow-up emails after that. You'd speak about your work. You'd make a call to action, you know. Sign up there, follow up with emails, right? So that's if you could do those events, like, semi-regularly. It might be too much to do one once a month. Like, that feels exhausting to me. But if you could do one every other month or every 6 weeks, bringing people in, and then, you know, having some of those people end up on sales calls with you, that would be great. Since you do have the membership program and there are some people in there, I would send individual emails to each person in that group, inviting them into an enrollment conversation with you. Let them know that you have a new 3 month and 6 month package. If you know them, add personal things to the note. But use the people that have already raised their hand, you know, they like what you're doing, to see if they want to take it to the next level. And then, you know, if you wanted, you could host like a free online preview and then invite people from there into having a conversation with you. Anytime you network, you know, so part of the plan would really be like to name all the places where you're getting in front of people or connecting with people that could have the potential for you to invite them into an enrollment conversation for the 3 month and the 6 month. So that's like quick, down and dirty, but how does that feel as an overarching plan?
It feels really good because, yeah, definitely I was questioning like, even this comes full circle from when I joined Sacred Depths Training. It's like I was scared to work with people in big containers because I was scared I wasn't able to get deeper results. So it feels good to step into that with the three and, you know, 6 months versus just like I was doing one-off sessions when we first started working together. And now I'm like, oh, I have a 6 week and a 3 month. So I feel that that's a good direction for me to go in. The only, I guess, sticky area that once I sit with it might not be is well, I sense that there's going to be resistance for me around price because I'm still in sort of like beta mode pricing pretty much. So, and with, I think, within the realm of investment, because I have people, and I think that it could be who I'm attracting right now based on my own energy I put out. So I do have, like, a decent following around me, but even when I've, like, talked about the 6 week at Beta, people are like, ooh, that's expensive. So, well, I mean, there can be many factors, I'm sure, but I also sense I'm attracting people that maybe I have to attract a different, start attracting a different group of people, or so that's a little bit of what's coming up for me, but I can see that. And then, yeah, really sitting down and what are these programs, what are the features and results and all of that. So I know that I have to sit down and do that work.
Yeah, I don't think don't overthink it or over, you know, just like get it down. Just do it. I hear you on the rates. I think we're going to have to build up to the rates, right? Because if I were to tell you your 3 months should be $1,500, you would just freak out. You would, like, blow it on the sales conversations. You know, we can do it in steps. Bring in one person at something that feels like a stretch but not a die rate, you know, and then once that's under your belt for the next person, just raise it a little bit more.
Yeah.
Or up, you know. When I first started out, that's how I used to raise my rates. It was really like I needed to sell at 500, and then if I could sell at 500, I could sell at 550, and then if I could sell at 550, right? Like, and that's okay.
Yeah. 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 That's sort of what I've been doing. And then tied into all of that, but I've been raising them, but slowly, and they haven't gotten that high yet. So yes, I agree that I have to keep going. And then, yeah, tied into all that, that's, I think, why I dance back and forth between one-on-one and group work. Because I've worked my full-time job. So when I start taking on one-on-one clients, like I said, I max out really quick and I'm still not making the money I need. So then I think instead of going into raising my rates, I go into, I should do groups mode. But so sometimes I get stuck up on there. But probably I should just focus on the one-on-one and raising my rates, not group, right?
I think so, Dana, because with the group, you have to get so many more people in.
Yeah.
You know, and if I'm remembering correctly, on our last call, I think you said that you have no more than 3 sessions open a week. When you're working,
yeah,
more than that is stressful, right? So if we if we just do quick math on that, if there's 4 weeks in a month and you're doing 3 sessions a week, that's 12, you have room for 12 sessions in a month. If you need for that to be $5,000 before you quit your job, hold on, I'm getting my calculator out because I'm not a math person. 5,000 divided by 12, you know, we're looking at $415 a session. I don't think for where you are right now, that probably feels like you're going to die, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So I think what needs to happen is we need to get you, and you're not going to like this, and it's going to take some finagling and some thinking on your part, but I think, like, we need to get you to $2,500 a month. And then at $2,500 a month, it might be that you tell your job,
yes,
you know, you need to work half a day less every week.
Yeah, good.
But you can add another 2 sessions or a week or whatever it is. That may have to be in steps as well to get you to $5,000. I want to be realistic,
like,
you know, with what you're working with right now.
I mean, I also think if I had the plan and I could see it and I got it, like, I would just hustle. I'd be like, okay, I can, like, right now, I have a lot of spaciousness built into my schedule. So I think that once I get more organized and, like, okay, so I see clients on Saturdays for a few months.
Got
like,
it.
That's
okay.
Okay,
good. So
you
if
know,
you can
so,
do
yeah.
that, then it becomes more realistic to get to the 5,000 in
yeah.
that way.
Okay.
Okay, so work
perfect.
On all
Thanks.
Of this. Post in the group. Let me, you know, and I'll take a look. Okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Who is this? You're coming up as anonymous. But you have your hand raised.
Is that me?
Yeah. Who is the me?
Hi, it's Adina.
Hi, Adina.
Hi. I'm having reception issues, so I'm calling you from Skype. Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so there are so many things that I feel I could bring forward that probably really require a whole coaching session. So I'm going to just start with something really specific that I'd love guidance on. So one of the clients that I wrapped up a cycle with right before the end of the year, I just had a call with yesterday about the possibility of continuing forward in some capacity, and she specifically wanted to wrap up the package before doing that, rather than doing it between the second mm-hmm. to last and the last calls, as I suggested. And anyway, she has a lot of financial constraints, has a lot of commitments that she has made in terms of trainings, various trainings that she is doing, committed to this year. And so she is interested in structuring a package that would be a quarterly session. And, you know, I'm really aware from things that you've talked about prior that that's really, like, not likely to be a strong enough, a solid enough container. And at the same time, I wanted to explore with her ways to sort of flesh that out to create a container that sort of works with that, you know, what she feels like she needs, which is that amount of hands-on, you know, like pretty hands-off, but to create some more accountability in the meantime. So we basically brainstormed about it and both went off to, you know, to think about it. And she asked me to sort of put together a quote. And what I'm thinking about for her is doing a longer quarterly session call, and then in addition, monthly structured email check-ins, and creating a form, sort of a worksheet that I've done for clients in the past, and to start with a visioning exercise that she would do to kind of have a baseline for the year. And so I'm just sort of sorting that out and wondering if you have experience with that kind of, you know, that kind of structure, and if you have any guidance.
Yeah, so it's funny because as you were talking, like, I was going to suggest a similar kind of structure to that. It would be better if it were like a weekly check-in after the longer session as opposed to a monthly, just because the monthly, it is such a loose container, you know what I mean? Like, even if it was just a call once a month, that's already a loose container. But if it's a session and then just an email check-in once a month, she's likely to poop out on it. So I guess there are a couple of things that could help tighten the container. So one would either be to move it more to weekly or every other week. That would be one thing, in terms of the check-in. Or another option, if you feel like, no, it's going to be the once a month, what I would say is, like, on the first of the month or whatever the day is, you know, have it be a regular day each month. Like, don't give her the form to just send to you, you know, when she's ready. Like, on the first of the month, send her the form, and, you know, ask her to complete it, you know, by the fifth of the month. or something like that. Obviously, this would be pre-framed beforehand, and you'd set it up, and you'd explain to her beforehand why you're doing it this way, and that you know you don't want you want to hold some of that accountability or whatever it is. But I would do one of those two things. Don't leave it too willy-nilly on the monthly, because I think it's going to fall apart.
Yeah, that's helpful. I actually started with this suggestion of the weekly check-in, and that was actually, that's the structure of this other offering that I've been putting together. You know, that's designed for people that are not able to commit mm-hmm. to more of a standard coaching package. And she said she didn't want, she's trying to move away from kind of email heavy, you know,
yeah.
Obligations. And that was her resistance. But I like that idea. If we do, I mean, I can certainly suggest the biweekly, which was the pace that we were doing our sessions in the first container, or that, just adding that layer of structure of sending the prompt in the first of the month and having, I like that idea of like by the fifth, like thinking of it, like, you know, paying rent by the fifth of the month, like getting
right,
paid by
right.
the fifth of the month, right?
Yeah. And it may be if it's only once a month, also like because you have other skills like yoga and meditation or, you know, whatever it is, if it's no skin off your back and she is into the idea and you can leverage it for other uses if you do it, like I wonder if like on the 5th it's the worksheet and the 15th you send her like a 3-minute meditation recording or something. The pose of the month for her that relates to you know, what she's working on or moving through or whatever it is. So there's like a little bit more of a touch point for container, you know?
Yeah, no, I love that. And that's exactly the structure that I've been working with, you know, designing this other offering. And for her uh-huh. in particular, she has a very disciplined practice of her
okay.
own.
So
and
she does
a very
need.
Sort of very disciplined and very full plate in terms of those kinds of things. So that was actually her, you know, the reason that other, you know, option offering was not really the right fit for her, because, you know, she's like, you know, has a full plate in terms of her practices.
Yeah. Okay, good. So try it. You see how it goes. I don't want to say it's definitely
okay,
going to work.
Good.
I think see how it goes.
Yeah.
You know, I think it'll be like
yeah,
a big experiment,
I think it'll be,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah, that's how I feel. I mean, I feel like I'm in this process since I'm so new, you know, just navigating accommodating people's needs versus, you know, being clear on what the boundaries of are of what I feel is actually going to be supportive and actually work. So it's all just playing, you know, playing with things right now.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Okay. Let us know how it goes.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Pinball.
Hi, Joanna. Happy 2020. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Awesome. So I had a couple of quick questions. The first question, actually, this is the most substantive one. I've had a couple of clients ask me to coach them and their partners,
mm-hmm.
like to do a couple of sessions with them and their partners.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious about like your thoughts about that and how you've navigated this.
Yeah. Yeah, it can definitely come up. I've done it with partners. I've done it with sisters. I've done it with business partners. It can be really awesome, or not. It depends on a couple of things. So, first I just want to like honor that people are asking you to do this. It says a lot about who you are as a coach in ball and how much they trust you.
Totally. Thank you. Yeah, it's definitely, it's an honor to be asked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so first question is, do you want to? Like, even if you're not sure what to do or how to navigate it yet, we can get there, but just, like, in your gut, do you feel like you want to?
I feel like it could be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's, you know, that it's also that, like, my clients can tell that as salty as they are about whatever, I'm still very compassionate toward their partners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, my concern is that, like, I'm pretty much like, you know, my people are my people.
Yeah.
So I don't want to create a situation, you know, I really want it to be safe for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is the kind of parameters that are important to set up. So first of all, number one, you have to make sure that the partner is, like, a willing participant, right? Like, it's something that they would like to do. And you don't have to make sure, but you have to talk to your client about that, right? Like, it's not something that they're going to force their partner in, but is it, like, something
right.
that they've spoken about it, right? That's number one. Number two, there needs to be a clear intention
Yeah.
for the work, right? So it's not like, oh, couldn't we just do a couple sessions with my partner? But it's like, what is it that actually wants to be accomplished in that session or those couple of sessions? Like, what's the express purpose of it? And that's something that first you get clear on with your client, but then at the beginning of, you know, whether it's just one session or if it's two or three, like, you're going to, you know, confirm that with them together. It might be via email beforehand to both of them, or it might just be at the beginning of that session. You know, it's the same as, like, any other coaching, right? Like, you want
right.
to be clear on what the desired outcomes are. And then the next piece from there, which you already started speaking to, is it's really important at the start of the work to be really clear with both of them and to say, of course, I have, a deep, longstanding, intimate relationship with, with Joanna, right? Like, if I was the client, and of course we have a history, and I just want to be clear, like, even though that's the case, here are some things that I want to be clear on. While I might know Joanna better than I know you, John, in these sessions together, I am going to be completely objective. I am not going to be favoring anyone. Number two, everything is completely confidential, and Joanna, just so you know, anything that you've shared with me in the past, unless you've given me express permission to share, like, I'm not, nobody has to be worried, I'm not
yeah.
going to be sharing that here. And number three, my intention is not for either one of you to benefit, it's for the both of you to benefit, and for X to happen, X being whatever the intention is, right? So you want to really set that container and be really clear about those pieces.
And how much this is incredibly helpful. So, you know, what do you think, like, as a starting out place, like, 2 to 3 sessions for, like, an issue, or, like, 1 to 2, and then we see how it goes?
I think it depends on the issue.
Yeah.
So it really just kind of depends on the issue.
Okay.
Yeah, but somewhere between 1 and 3, anything more than 3, then it really does become a different animal, like, then it really does become couples coaching, ongoing. And you'd have to renew commitments and understandings and pricing, and, you know, like all of that. But anything three and under, I think, makes sense. Unless they want
and so then,
to do a different thing.
Totally. So what do you think of, like, if my client were to use, like, her coaching session, like,
yeah.
from her package?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, super.
The only thing is, when you've got two people on the line, sometimes you do need a little bit more time. How long are your sessions?
50 minutes.
50. I mean, if you're willing to, I would make at least an hour, you know, if there's going to be two people in the session.
Mm-hmm.
And just gift the extra 10 minutes, you know, if it's going to be just a couple sessions.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I was saying, like, if it turns into more of an ongoing thing, you may need to change some of the timings, the fee structures, that sort of thing.
Do you think, what have you seen as, like, kind of like, I mean, not all of the, you know, like, pitfalls, but, like, is there anything else that I need to be, like, aware of? I mean, this seems really clear.
Those are the big things, and again, don't underestimate, like, the willingness of the partner, like, to just really,
right.
as much as you can, make sure that the partner wants to. If it's a short engagement, like, there shouldn't be extra emails, you know, you shouldn't need, like, any additional information from the partner, any of those things. If it gets into longer, like, that's when you're holding, then it's, like, more of that bigger container is being held for the couple in between session, you know, that sort of thing. But for, you know, three and under, it shouldn't, there really isn't anything else. You'll have to, you know, as the practitioner, what's going to be important is well, a couple of things. So just like we always set intentions at the beginning of the call, you're going to have to ask both of them what their intention is, right? Hear from both of them. And then from there, you'll reflect back and you'll have to do some, like, integration work of both in case their intentions are slightly different or, right, whatever it is for that session. So you're going to have to,
yeah.
I think it's going to be nice. It will stretch your strategizing and communication skills, right? I'm not going to, like, go into a whole, like, how to coach couples as opposed to one-offs right now, but I'll just say the other thing is you're going to also be tracking in just a little bit of a different way, obviously, throughout the session, because you're going to be tracking what two people are saying and in relation to each other. There are going to be moments, whereas when it's just another person in the coaching session, you're tracking and then you're thinking about, okay, when am I going to pause the person and reflect versus when am I going to pause and ask a question, all the things. When it's two people, in relationship with each other, then you're also adding in, is this a moment where I'm going to pause and now ask the second person to reflect as opposed to me? Am I going to direct the question to this one? Am I going to direct the question
right.
to that one? Right. So it's going to, you'll be on your toes, but I think it's good. It's a good skill.
Yeah. Great. All right. I have a couple of other quick questions, but I'm sure it's a full, so should I re-raise my hand?
Yeah, just keep it up. I won't take it down.
Okay, cool.
And let me get to
awesome.
Some of the other hands, and I'll swing back to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Stephanie.
Hi, Joanna.
Hi.
So this is interesting. I was brainstorming what I wanted to talk about, and I hopped on a little bit late, I think, but the person who went first was talking about building a Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also what I've been sort of grappling with. So it was helpful to hear what I did hear from that conversation, but is it okay to ask a similar question?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So right now I have a couple of different like online classes that I offer, and I build and group coaching programs, and I build Facebook groups for those, mm-hmm. which I don't really want to maintain them long term. So ideally I'd like to have them up just for the duration and then take them down. But I've had a number of people ask to have them extended or to stay open so they can continue to ask questions and things like that. And so I'm thinking what I really need is an open Facebook group for like alumni of all those courses and programs, as well as people who are just interested. But I'm not, so I would transition them into that group. And I guess I'm just trying to figure out like, well, what do I call it? Like, what is its purpose? And then what I also run into is if it's going to be holding people from former classes who are going to continue to have questions for me, like, I'm not really sure how to handle that. Like, I don't want it to be a place for people to just, like, continually get my advice.
No, that's what I was just thinking. It feels a little messy. So what if you instead had, like, an ongoing program for alumni that could almost be rolling admission? You know, it could be 6 months or 12 months or, you know, however long, where, like, if they want to get, they want to continue to get support from you and they have questions. So, like, you're on this call, Stephanie, because you got, like, a special sacred, you're one of, like, a, some special sacred depths people, but most of the rest of the people on this call, this is actually a program like that. It's people that have already taken sacred depths or other things, and it's like, I'm not teaching a lot of content. You don't have access to all these calls, but, like, just so you know, like, I don't teach a lot of content in them, but it's really, I'm here to, like, hold the space, to answer questions, all of that, right? And so I think that that might be something like that, you know, if that resonates for you, might be a better way to handle your alumni who still want to be in your energy and who still want coaching from you or wise counsel from you or consulting. And you could, like, in this larger program here, like, I do once a month do a teaching, but it's not the same as Sacred Depths where I'm teaching all, you know, something new every time. So that's something to think about that would make more sense, because if you bring it into the public Facebook group, what's going to happen is that people that are not alumni, first of all, you're going to be giving alumni a lot of, like, free, right, like, service.
Yeah.
But people that haven't ever even done, you know, enrolled in any of your work, they're going to catch on and they're going to start asking questions, like, lots of questions too, and then all of a sudden you're giving a lot of yourself away for free.
Right.
The purpose of a public Facebook group, I'll just share for you and for everyone, like, yes, you do want to give some content there for sure. You want to, you know, you want to be of service by giving content, but you want to be of greater service by creating community, by sharing your message in a lot of different ways, by engaging people in inquiry around the message. It shouldn't be like you answering a ton of questions. And in my public Facebook group, I've actually, because I always want to, like, serve and answer and all the things. And over the last couple of months, when people do ask more, like, content-based questions, I've actually laid off. Sometimes I don't even answer at all. I let the community respond. And other times I will respond, but I just give sprinkles, because it wasn't actually serving me, my business, to give it all, and it actually wasn't serving those people, because then they were getting, like, one clip, but they needed so much more from me.
Right. Okay. So what I'm hearing then, what that sounds like, is some basically extended, maybe it could be like having the Facebook group be there for like 3 to 6 months or something instead of just 1 month for the duration of the course.
No, I would close the Facebook group as soon as any particular, How many people are we talking about that, like, are still in general, like across the board?
Right. That... Well, I have two main courses right now. One has about 20 something people in it. The other has 60.
Mm-hmm. And then how many people generally once they complete, like still have questions, want to continue, that sort of thing?
That's a good question. I mean, it came up a lot in this most recent course that I taught. Like some people hadn't even started it yet. You know, it was one of those things like it's a timed thing, but you also have access to it forever. So some people haven't even started it, but a lot of folks at the end, I would say out of that 60, well, about 40 of them were actually in the Facebook group. And then it was maybe 5 or 6 that were all bringing up like, yeah, we want this to like still be a thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, this could be an interesting experiment. What you could do is like invite people from both groups who still want support, obviously not as like structured support as the program or as much hand-holding as privates, but you can invite actually anyone that has ever worked with you in any capacity, and you try it out for like a 3-month run where it's maybe it's two, they have access, office hours, access to you live twice a month on a call, or they can post questions and you do just a separate Facebook group for them, mm-hmm. and see, you know, how many people are interested and how it goes. And if it goes well, then you can, you know, depending on the flow of when your programs are and that kind of thing, you could actually just keep it open all year round and people can come in at any time, or re-sign at any time. You know, we could see after you do like a beta of it, but something like that.
Okay. I wouldn't even know what to charge for that. Like, do you have thoughts on?
So I guess it depends on what they're already paying for whatever programs they've been in.
Yeah.
So do you want to lay that out?
Sure. So I'll just do an example of one program. It was a medicine making course,
mm-hmm.
Which had a whole bunch of other stuff in it too, but it was a 4-week class and it was 147. Yeah.
For 4 weeks?
Yeah.
For 4 sessions?
Well, it was like a lot of downloadable content and videos, and then there were 2 live Q&As plus
mm-hmm.
the Facebook group.
And what about your other program?
There's another one that's for, it's more like clinical professional folks.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was, I didn't put a time frame on that. I was just like, it's self-paced,
mm-hmm.
which I'm sort of regretting now.
Mm-hmm.
That one was $197. And I did a deal. It was cheaper for a lot of folks, but.
Okay. So based on those prices, you'd probably want to keep it, like, I'm thinking maybe at, like, the $47 a month place. So it's almost like a membership program for alumni in a way.
Yeah. Okay.
How would
cool.
something like that feel?
Yeah, that's interesting. I like the idea of keeping that separate from an open Facebook group. But the other piece is I'm still sort of interested in having that open Facebook group for other
yeah.
purposes.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Like,
no, it can be very, yeah. It can be very strategic.
Totally. And I'm sure a lot of folks would jump into that from these classes. And I guess my question's there, like, as I'm thinking about forming that open Facebook group, like what are the questions I should be asking myself basically so that I can figure out what it should look, walk, and talk and sound like?
Yeah, so it's similar to what I was asking Kara earlier, like if you could assemble a group of people together in that way, like what would just make you, your heart so happy to provide a container for, mm-hmm. you know, and to bring people together around? What are the types of things that would be exciting for you to share about and to spark conversations okay. around?
Yeah. I like that so much more. I've been sort of thinking about it as like, you know, what's the thing that's going to get people into my paid offering? That doesn't feel very good. So
yeah, no. It's yeah. You never want to. You don't want to think of it from that way. Start with your heart, and then shape it from there for sure. You know, it might need a little tweak here, a little tweak there. But if you start from your heart anyway, it's going to be a natural. Into your offerings because your offerings are so much from your heart. I know that mm-hmm. about you.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
Great.
Cool. Thank you. I'm sure there's more okay. there, but that's really helpful for now. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Posted. Okay. Let's see. Who is this? Wait. My computer is being funny again. Give me 1 second, guys. Let me. Hold on a second. It looks like I just, guys, I can't put Stephanie on mute. Stephanie, can you put yourself on mute?
Sorry. Sure. Yeah.
And I just lost my connection. There was someone whose hand was up that I think was on from online, or it was a 316 number. I lost it, and now I don't see it again. Can you take yourself off mute? Do you have the ability to do that? Hold on. Let me just figure this out because I can't get back into the system. My computer isn't letting me. Hold on. This is taking slower because now I'm having high anxiety about this and I'm not clicking on the right thing. Hold on, you guys. I'm so sorry. Let's see. Get back in. How do I get back in here? Okay. Instant teleseminar. Nope. That's not letting me in. Inval, can you take yourself back off mute? I'm restarting my stuff here. All right. It looks like I need to be in and my computer needs to be working to make that happen. If you guys can just hang on for one more minute while this reboots. Hopefully I'll be able to get back in. No. All right, let's see. Oh, I know how I can do this. Hopefully I haven't lost all of you. let me see if I can get in on my phone. That should be able to work. Okay. Oh, wait, here we go. Okay, I am back in. I'm so sorry about that, you guys. It's just taking me in right now. Oh, no, it's not. All right, people, I'm so sorry. I'm having technical issues. I can't get in to see who's raising their hand or take anybody, get anybody to come on. I think I have to end the call and figure out what my technical problems are. I am so sorry. If you have questions, post about them in the Facebook group, and I will answer there. And if we need a voice-to-voice, I'll make sure that we get a voice-to-voice. And I'll add another 20 minutes, either to an upcoming call or sometime over this next week if you guys want a voice-to-voice also. Again, my apologies. I don't know what happened with my internet, but I can't get in. So I hope for now that everybody got what they needed. Please post in your Facebook group if you need anything else from me. And I'll get this sorted out. Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference. The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.